chance.
You know, a lot of people say about Helen Mirren, well, she came to her success later on in life, but you had an experience, Matt alluded to it at the top of this half hour, when you were 23, that yes. made you realize, okay, I might get success later on.
Well, yes, I was very confused at the age of 23. I think the 20s are a very difficult time, actually, much more difficult than your teens. You don't know whether your dreams are going to come true or not. You suddenly, reality strikes you in the face, and you've got to deal with life and all its difficulties. And I was very unhappy and confused, and I went to a shrink first, and that didn't work out for various reasons that I describe in the book. But, so then I was told about a guy who reads hands, and I went to this guy, and he was a funky little old guy in a back street in London, and he said, write this down because you'll forget what I'm going to say to you. And he gave me sheets of paper and a pencil. And he started and he spoke really fast. And I wrote, like paper after paper after paper. And I walked out of there and I had this huge sheaf of papers. He was absolutely right. I could hardly remember a word he'd said. But my whole life, as it was to be revealed, was there in these papers. And I looked at them and I thought, you know what, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I want my life to be an adventure and a surprise. And I found the first rubbish bin I could find, trash can, as you say, and I threw it into the trash can. But I did remember one thing that he said, and he said, you will achieve fame and fortune, but it won't happen until you're in your 40s.
And you certainly did. I mean, boy, and we know you here in this country really is the queen. That's how everybody thinks of you.
But no, before you knew me as Jane Tennyson.
Well, that's true, too.
I went from being the police detective to the queen.
Right.
Quite a good
time. But I'm looking through the book, and I can't even show these pictures. You know this picture.
Yes.
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Very, very racy pictures of a young woman.
Well, I lived
with
a wonderful photographer for 4 years, and we did erotic photographic work together, and that's some of it.
But you've always been comfortable too in film with nudity. It's never been a big deal.
No, I was never comfortable. It's never comfortable to have you to be the only person on a set of 140 people who are mostly men, and to be the only person with your clothes off. That's never a very comfortable situation. But I've dealt with it and sort of got on with it, you know.
Congratulations on that Academy Award, by the way. I've never had a chance to say
thank
that to you personally.
America,
where is it?
Thank you. It's in England, actually. I took it back to England. There's enough of them in America. I thought he had to live in England. He's got a little gold scarf that was knitted by a fan. I thought that was a very nice present for him.
And this is a lovely present for any of your fans. Great read, Helen Mirren. Thank you.
Thank you
so much. New book, In the Frame, My Life in Words and Pictures, available in bookstores right now.